10, Ducky Mobile.
Welcome back, NC9V.
How you doing this morning?
Well, not pouring down raining, so I think it's soaking wet this morning. That's good. How was your trip? Did you have a good trip?
It rained all the way back yesterday. Man, and sometimes it was really coming down.
Rough. It was rough last night. Man, it was coming down up in the mountain. And wife told me coming home, says they were having severe thunderstorms up at the Sugarloaf Mountain, which is where I was, and it was coming down, let me tell you.
To Charlotte yesterday, man, the traffic was, it was terrible. It was, you know, 20 mile an hour, and I mean, it was putting it down.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Glad to see you up this morning, bright and early.
Good morning, Patrick. It's good to see you up, KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Patrick, W2JKT. Good morning, Ken.
Good. Like I said, listening to the rain and the thunderstorms roll through.
Got a tin roof, huh?
Roof. Just, you can hear it hitting the roof up there when it's raining that hard.
Don't like about my tin roof is I'm about to turn the TV up when it comes down that hard. The camper, right, Ken? You just drove.
Went to my sister-in-law's house.
It comes down that hard, raining that hard, I hate pulling a camper through that.
Well, yesterday for sure.
You guys can clue me in for a second, but I'm following this truck pulling a trailer. And on this trailer, it looks like a fishing boat. And on the back of this fishing boat is a, making out the number now, 300 horsepower outboard motor. And so if you're going fishing, what is the use of a 300 horsepower outboard motor?
So you can get there in a hurry.
All the boats should pass on the way there.
Yeah, so you can set in at the top of the lake and be down at the dam in 10 minutes.
Drive on the highways, and every highway in this nation has a speed limit. But you put a boat on the water, no limit.
It's abnormally large for what it's sitting on. Fill it up, it's so big.
You're squatting in the water pretty good.
I tell you, back when I was tournament fishing, my partner, he had a 90 horse, and everybody else had, you know, 250s and 300s. And you get 40 boats launching off at the same time with them big motors, man, it's just terrible.
I understood the excitement of it at one time.
Why travel 10 miles up the lake and then bring the fish back to the same spot? I mean, those fish dang sure didn't make it 10 miles back to where they were. They right there where you set them free.
I guess if they give it away a nice big bass boat with a 300 horsepower motor on it, and trailer, and all a bunch of accessories, if you win, that might be an incentive to do some crazy stuff in C9B.
KT. Well, another topic, I finally received my signaling cable for the new TS480HX that I picked up. Not new, but new to me new. And hopefully I'll be able to do some digital stuff with it now.
Well, you can get back to doing JSA call.
Been radio in a long time. It's been a couple months, I think. But I used to leave JSA call running, and I just kind of forgot one day, and I haven't done it since. I should probably remote into my PC at home this morning when I get to the office and start it up again.
I haven't messed with it in a little while either, so need to fire mine back up, make sure it still works. Seems like every time I leave it for a little while, I might have to tinker with it.
For CEF mode.
True. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's C9V.
Hope everybody's doing all right on this rainy Tuesday morning.
I'm not having to drive in it right now. I got to go to the Billard Hospital here about 7:45 this morning for some tests. to get out too early.
Somebody else's paper there, Patrick.
No cheating on this one.
The other day. And, I forget which car it was. It was a lease vehicle. It's real, a mount that went on the back tailgate latch. And it had a little stubby antenna on there, probably, I don't know, 10 inches long. And I mean, it was a sharp setup. And he had his radio all mounted up in the car. And apparently he drilled no holes, didn't have any kind of, you know, because it was a lease vehicle. No, you can take all that stuff off, and you would never know the radio was there.
Was it mounted?
It's mounted on the back of the car, added to the passenger side rear on the hatch. It's tall, though. Pretty car. And you probably look at it, you wouldn't even know that was a ham antenna.
What's that
up? 500. And he had, actually, I think it was a 510 RASP, because he just got it. He posted it on YouTube. Red, and went a partial to red.
Car, too.
Had black, and the antenna was black. Of course, it was red and black, the whole car. Soon the rain started here in Ken's neighborhood.
Intermittent on and off on me.
Thought it was yesterday, that's for sure.
Been in it a lot yesterday. But luckily I brought my rain overcoat. Then you need to go to work and find out how many miles you got that new work truck.
I wouldn't quite catch that.
You get to go to work today and figure out how many miles you have with that brand new work truck you got there.
Up to 800. Fine.
Okay, no, I got, I'm going to turn over 80,000 on mine next week.
Due for oil change by 2030.
I have to get all the coolant reservoirs inspected at 100,000 or something, but it's got three separate coolant systems in it. But yeah, no oil change. No, please, no oil change.
Truck, every time he got the oil change, it didn't have 1,000 miles on it.
Oil changes, I learned something new the other day. A zero turn, way back, and it's supposed to be changed every 100 hours. My grandson, I let him put the lawnmower up, and he left the key on. So I got back out there, and how I noticed it was the number of hours on the Hobbs meter. Like, man, this thing's already due for an oil change? No, can't be. Well, apparently, you leave the key on, it's still counting hours, even though the motor's not running.
What is that?
You're leaving it on 24 hours, it's really messed up by oil change intervals.
Like 500 plus hours because I keep leaving the key on.
Wait on it because it started no problems. But, yeah, it's charged up since then.
Oil pressure sensor that starts the meter when it senses oil pressure, and that's the way it ought to be done. But, you know, if they're being lazy and cheap, they'll just use the ignition switch.
Cross between being cheap and being lazy. Bravely.
Is a riding mower. I mean, I've been trying to get my hands on one of our zero-turn mowers, but they're not really available to employees yet.
Looked at one of your Ryobi vacuums they had as a demo up there at Home Depot. Wasn't impressed with the amount of suction it had on it. Of course, the demo one's probably been, the filter that's in it, that's probably all clogged up. That's why it didn't have any suction. Yeah. One canister back.
The new pet vac, but yeah, the filters get clogged in those demos, and the people doing the demos don't always know to knock them out a little bit after they've used them a bunch. Better one.
I don't know if I want to go that route. We've got, like, all kind of vacuums at the house. And for one reason or another, there's something wrong with each one of them.
Aaron, if we've got some prototypes laying around, I can just grab one. It won't cost you anything.
not going to turn out a free vacuum. No, she was looking at that upright canister where I got one.
I mean, we've got a room where they do all the vacuum testing, and it's just full of vacuum. So I'll talk to the project engineer and see if I can grab one.
With the radio. we'll meet up one day.
And Iode, we usually do our DigiKey orders like once a week, so we avoid having multiple shipments and multiple shipping charges. So I think we're, as soon as somebody says, hey, I'm doing a DigiKey order, does anybody want anything, I'll put the order in.
Swing by Harley, check them.
Yes, ma'am. I still need to do that. Thanks for reminding me, Ken. I completely forgot about it.
What a big white letters, Daddy. Law Nation sticker.
Thanks. Good across your back window.
I'm tired, my Lowrance and my Cummins stickers. Happy, Eric. Does it have anything swinging from the hitch?
Yeah, that's, I remember the first time I saw that, I'm like, what in the heck?
Forget he wouldn't hear it yesterday, hear that. You have to tell Patrick and Ken that they weren't here yesterday to hear that one.
I've been seeing it in Shelby. They banned hanging obscene reproductions of human body parts from the trailer hitch of your truck. So now what they're doing is they just get a chain and run it through a giant nut and hang it from the safety chain, mount on the trailer hitch. So you've got literally, actual nuts that like go on a bolt hanging from a trailer hitch.
I seen one time. It must have been 3-inch nuts.
Obscene.
Go ahead, whoever it was.
Sorry, Ken, it was me, KO4HGEC. I said, just think if these kids put as much effort into being productive as they do being obscene and a nuisance.
Those ever fell off or whatever. I mean, I seen them going down the road and they got 3-inch diameter nuts.
Male insecurity just boggles my mind.
They're nuts, everybody.
I've been to the hardware section of Home Depot. Down here.
I mean, probably in that section.
It's 294 in Hendo, up there by the Sam's Club gas station.
Five here in the TA, and it's under $3 by my office.
I've arrived at the four-letter worded place. Y'all have a good day. Stay dry, and I'll have my HD with me. Maybe hear you, maybe not. Y'all take care. NC9B.
Beyond, and you enjoy that today, KO4HK.
73 Leon, have a good, safe day. KN4TFW.
Good talking this morning. Have a great day. WTJKT.
KO4 Steve.
At 75, and I said the road is dry.
Can't drop yet, and I'm down here at exit 60.
I'll wait for a little while. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 73. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your phone.
73, Andrew, have a good day. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
Have a great day and be safe. This is WTUJKT.
It's going to take me a while to get used to this not having to go anywhere of a morning thing.
The adjustment.
Practicing for retirement.
A little while. I don't know. I hope it's not too long. This is driving me nuts already.
Bring home a standing desk from the office today.
A standing desk in your office at home?
Bring from my back surgery. I'm not supposed to sit for prolonged periods of time. So I'm going to bring home we got these, they're on springs and you can raise them and lower them, depending on whether you want to stand or sit. so I'm going to grab one of those. We got tons of extras around the office. I'm going to grab one and take it home today, if I remember.
Okay.
Popping here on the southbound side. Uh-oh. Like stupid. I bet it was that red Toyota Corolla that passed me on the right going 100 miles an hour a few miles ago. Treadmill, but I'll definitely do the standing desk, and I've got... I got a trainer for my bicycle. I can clamp it in there, and it's got a resistance unit that sits on the back wheel to do some light exercise there. I can't do real bike riding for a few weeks because of the risk of, you know, crashing and falling down, stuff like that. But, yeah, they tell me I should do all the walking I can stand and then, you know, just light exercises after a couple of weeks.
When you having back surgery? Surgery right after I had my knee surgery.
Beacon went off.
In the 12th.
On 6 meters or 40 meters or something, see if we can you know, spend some of our recovery time playing with ham radios.
At least something to do, right?
FTO that first week of my recovery, so I won't even be working. And then, because I'm sure, that, you know, they told me to go ahead and plan to take, they wanted me to take a month off from work. I'm like, well, nobody can do that. So I'm on a week of PTO and then a week of working from home, no going into the office, and then just play it by ear after that. But, yeah, that first week I'm going to be pretty bored.
So how much I'll be able to do, because unless I can get mine set up in there in my recliner, I won't be able to walk around too much without assistance.
Her knee replacement, they told her to walk as much as she could and just exercise it as much as possible. But yeah, just, I mean, yours might be a little different.
You up walking pretty quick from everything they've told me, but I don't know how much they want you doing or how little, so I got to find all that out still.
You know, they basically said, you know, you're going to walk out of the hospital on your own after your back surgery. And then just, you know, walk as much as you can stand to walk, you know, pain permitting, and, you know, just get back into it as quickly as possible in terms of just walking and staying active. And then I can't bend, twist, or lift anything for 2 weeks solid, complete prohibition, and then I get in a back brace, and then they start adding weight over the next 4 weeks. And you know, the doctor says after 6 weeks I should be 80%.
I've heard different things with mine, but I still got to meet with the doctor and get everything finalized. So we'll see how it goes and get a, you know, a report of what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. But they say 6 to 12 weeks on the knee before you're back somewhat to normal.
Think about it and consider, you know, even 20 years ago that number was a lot higher.
After that, well, I've been putting it off for a few years because giving them time and not doing it before I just absolutely had to. So, but it is amazing that you can have a whole joint replaced, a weight-bearing joint, and be back up walking within, you know, a couple of weeks.
Last until you have to have it done again.
Knees are good for about 30 years. So, by, you know, I'll be 80.
About to find out what's going on up here. What?
To the gate here, so I'm going to say 7-3. And everybody have a good day, safe day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
You have a great day out there, KO4HK.
Great day. We'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT. Well, is here, and there's an ambulance here. And a blue tractor trailer from Sherwin-Williams down in the woods. Jackknife.
Not good. Hopefully nobody got hurt.
Looks like he probably came out of it okay. I mean, there are no red lights. It's just the big revelation wrecker is here to try to pull him out. And then there's another box truck up here stopped with three state troopers behind him. And I don't know if he was involved in the accident or if he's just about to get searched. I don't know why three state troopers pull over a box truck if they're not going to search it.
No telling. KO4HGX.
Courtney's our main house last night in her basement, and I found a bunch of old 5/8 inch copper plumbing pipes, and I was going to go buy a bunch to do a J-pole with, but I think there's enough down there that I could build a J-pole just out of that scrap.
Make use of the scrap to make it into something useful.
And, I need to get the T, the elbow, and the joiner. Probably a few joiners, because I have a few pieces I'm going to solder together to make the long section, but yeah, I think it might work.
We'll use those homemade copper J-poles, so a lot of people I talk to on the net say they're checking in on their J-pole, and I've been around several of them making them out of copper.
Easy to make. I don't know why it's taken me so long to discover them, but yeah, they're really easy.
Yeah, they're not hard to make at all, I don't think. I've not made one, so I can't say for sure, but you know, I wouldn't think they'd be that hard to make.
I know, on multiple with a single feed point, you just have to put matching sections in the right places, and you can have a you know, one that's good for 10 meters, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440. It's very tall because for 10 meters, you know, it's a half wavelength antenna, so it'd be quite tall, but, yeah, you can have a four-band J-pole.
Pretty handy.
And the black hole at Woodruff. W2JKT. Out of it now, W2JKT.
Fine, KO4HGX.
It's getting out, but there's some noise source there that makes it very hard to hear anything.
Lots of places around Greenville that are that way.
Remember when the FCC used to care about that kind of stuff?
I can't say that I do, but, you know, I've only been in the hobby for a few years, so.
4AZE.
KO4HGX. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
K2JKT.
And Eric, yeah, we got a thunderstorm woke me up. We got a thunderstorm going on, so it got me up, so I just came down to shop here.
No, I've been lazy last week and slept in most of the week. trying to get on a new schedule here, and where I'll be in here with the guys of a morning.
You're done with your gig you had, you're going on to something else, right?
Not completely done with it yet, but I'm done with running the route part of it.
All the loose end. Yeah, it takes a little while to close a business. To y'all, I must have missed the other ones, or are they just not here today?
Alrighty.
Everybody's doing good in this weather we've been having. No accidents, right?
A Sherwood Williams tractor trailer jackknifed in the woods, and looked like everything was okay. The cab was still in perfect condition. It was just he probably went off the road and jackknifed it, and looked like everything was okay though. Just yeah, unfortunate wreck.
It didn't hold you up much. I've been on 85 before, and somebody just pulled on the side of the road with a flat tire, and it screwed things up for miles.
Had a rubber decking delay, but it was only a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
Still going on.
Pressure rain at Augusta Road, but it's not coming down too bad.
Good morning, guys.
Fred, KO4HGX. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Start. Just pouring the rain. I'm going to taper off here a little while, though. Then on 90 Fridays, so better days are coming. W4FCM.
Let it do it in easily.
I'll have to jump out of here so I can get ready to go. Got that doctor's appointment I got to get to this morning. Good to hear you, dude. And Fred and Eric, I'll hopefully catch you tomorrow. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Have a good day, and have fun with the appointment. We'll talk to you later, WTJKT.
So I'm Patrick, W4FCM, listening. My son gets up, gets on here.
Patrick, you do good. You will. And I get out here, too. Go ahead, Fred, and see you later, Eric. Good to hear you guys. N4A's Eddie. Toodles.
Jump off too and call the wife and see how she's doing this morning. So, Fred, take it away. Call your son, see if he's around, and have a great day. I'll talk to you guys later. WTJKT.
4FDI, W4FCM. You want your son? Yeah, W4FCM listening.